我们先有点祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是满有恩典和怜悯。
Because you're full of grace and mercy.
你一切的事物都是照着你自己所说过的话来执行。
And all is done according to your words.
我们何等的蒙福。
And how blessed we are.
因为你把我们选召到你自己的恩典里。
Because you have called us into your grace.
你除去我们与你当中的间隔。
You took away the barriers between you and us.
你加添你和我们中间的交通的那个管道。
And you have given us a channel to fellowship with you.
叫天上宝座的心意可以在我们的身上时刻的给我们明白。
So the heart desire on the throne can be understood by us.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
因为你所做的实在是奇妙。
Because what you do is truly wonderful.
我们在你话语的光中时刻的看见光。
And we see light in your light.
我们巴不得主，你继续引领我们往前走。
And how we hope that, Lord, you continue to guide us forward.
知道你的旨意，毫无保留的成就在我们身上。
Until your will can be completely done in us.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
晚上我们聚在一起。
This evening when we gather together.
求你用着你那赐人智慧和启示的灵，把我们整个的人带到你自己的面光底下。
Lord, may you use your spirit of wisdom and revelation to bring us completely under your countenance.
让我们和你中间有一次面对面的交通。
So we have this fellowship with you face to face.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
因为你没有留下一样好处，不给仰望等候你的人。
Because you have not withheld anything good for those who seek and wait for you.
我们为此感谢不尽。
And we thank you.
并且仰望主继续向我们施恩。
And we look to you continue to give grace to us, Lord.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 感谢主晚上领我们到了119篇。
We thank the Lord that He has brought us to Psalm 119 this evening.
119篇是诗篇里面最长最长的一篇诗。
And Psalm 19 is the longest psalm among all the psalms.
但是里面说的话呢，说来说去就是围绕一个中心点。
But all the words that are in this psalm surrounds one point.
这个中心点是什么呢？
And what is this focal point?
神的话。
The word of God.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们到了卷五以后。
And after we enter into book five.
我们一直看到神不住地在那里提醒我们说，你们要做一个敬拜赞美神的人。
And we see that God continues to remind us we need to be someone who worship and praise Him.
那现在这是119篇开始呢。
Now at the beginning of Psalm 119.
他就把我们带到实际的里面去。
That he is bringing us into reality.
你怎么学习做一个赞美感谢神的人？
And how do you learn to be someone who prays and thank God?
不是学着别人的话语来说话。
It's not that you're learning from others how to speak.
那既然是如此。
Since it is like this.
那借着什么呢？
So what are we basing it
on? 那如果我们问一个问题。
If we ask this question.
你立刻就会回想到第一篇。
Then immediately you'll be brought back to Psalm 1.
诗篇的第一篇一开始就是给我们指出了两条路。
Psalm 1 in the very beginning, it pointed out two ways for us.
一条路是在神面前蒙福的。
One is to be blessed before God.
一条路是在神面前给咒诅的。
And the other is to be cursed by God.
但是没有说怎么去学习操练这一些功课
But it doesn't tell us how to practice, how to learn these lessons.
但是只是指出一条路。
But it only points out one way.
你要爱慕神的话。
And if you love God.
你如果不要与神有什么对的联合和交通。
Or if you don't want to have any correct relationship or fellowship with God.
你就可以不跟随神的话。
Then you don't need to follow God's word.
那你要跟随神的话。
In order to follow God's word.
只有一条路可以走。
There is only one way to go.
那就是常常和主有交通。
Which is to always have constant fellowship with God. What are you fellowshipping upon?
交通神的话。
It's to fellowship upon God's word.
交通我们在神面前对神的话语学习。 那一个事实。
And to fellowship upon what we learn from God's word.
那么第一篇以后呢，给我们说了许许多多我们在追求上所碰到的难处。
And after Psalm 1, it tells that there are many words that tell us the difficulty we encounter.
神也给我们注意到，我们怎么可以在神的给我们遇到的难处的里头脱离出来。
And also God tells us how can we depart from all these difficulties that we encounter.
但是都没有说到很具体的操练。
But they did not tell us about the concrete practice.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
到了119篇。
When it comes to Psalm 119.
神把我们带进那个很实际的操练里头去。
God is bringing us into a very practical practice.
因为一带到这一个具体的操练里。
And once we enter into this concrete practice,
他非常强调一件事情。
One thing that
不能离开神的话。
Much emphasizes that we cannot.
为什么不能离开神的话呢
？We cannot depart from God's word.
在这个点上，就说了很多话。
And why is that we cannot depart from God's word?
给我很清楚的知道，你为什么你要一定要知道神的话
？There are many things I've mentioned to let us know why we need to know God's word.
那么。我先提出这样的一个事实。
So let me first lay out this fact.
诗篇119篇在诗歌的那个写作的结构上。
And in Psalm 119, in terms of the structure of writing a hymn.
跟其他的圣经上的那个文字上的发表，它有一个很特别、很独特的格式。
And compared to other songs or hymns, that is a very unique structure.
它为什么会那么长呢
？Why is it it is so long?
因为它这一篇诗、啊、
Because it's psalm.
它分成许多段。
And it's divided into many parts.
它根据什么来分段呢
？So what is the parts based on?
根据希伯来文的那个字母。次序来写作这个诗篇
and it is according to the alphabetical orders in Hebrews
也就是说每一段的开始就是一个字母
which is to say the beginning of each part is an alphabet
第二段就是第二个字母
and so the second part is based on the second alphabet
第三个字母
so the third part based on the third alphabet
希伯来文的那个字母用完
until we finish all the alphabets in Hebrews
那所以就在那个结构的层次上面你看到这样的一堆的摆出来
so we can see how it is laid out according to the structure
但是这个并不重要
but this is not the important
part 我们也不必太注意到它那个文字的表达的结构
And then we don't have to pay too much attention to the structure expression of the
我们要注意的什么呢
So what do we need to pay attention to?
这许许多多的文字的发表里头它说什么
It is among all the expressions of the words, what is it trying to tell us?
这一个是一个非常重要的点
And this is a very important point.
因为我们留意的话
If we pay attention,
整个119篇所分成的每一篇里头说来说去就是说神的话
because all those parts in Psalm 119 all the words that are here they all go back to pointing out God's words
你说神的话有那么重要吗
and you may ask is it so important about God's word
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
119篇虽然没有新约里头把神的话解说的那么的明确和清楚但是他那个原则他指出来了
And even though Psalm 119 is not like the New Testament that explains and points out God's word so clearly, but it points out the principle.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果你仔细的读进去的时候
，And brothers, if you read them carefully,
你会发觉119篇里边有好几个名词是不住的在那里出现的。
And you'll find out in one, Psalm 119, there are several terms that appeared all the time.
一个是律法。
One is the law.
一个是法度。
One is testimonies.
一个是神的道。
One is the word of God.
一个是训词。
One is precepts.
一个是律。
One is statutes.
一个是命令。
One is the commandments.
还有。
And then.
上面所说的典章。
And also the ordinances.
道路。
And the way.
律。
The.
那么那这些都是在119篇里头你看到它是反复的出现的
and you see these terms repeatedly appeared in Psalm 119
那还有没有其他的呢我记不起来
and I don't remember any other ones
还有一个训词
that's precepts
我们感谢赞美我们的神
we thank and praise our God
在119篇里面每一段里头都用了好多个好多次提到这些字
and in each part it mentions about these terms
但是在我们中文圣经里面是翻成许多不同的字
and in the Chinese translations there are many translations
在英文圣经里面也都是有这个情况
and it's the same in the English translation
但是在希伯来文里头是一个字
but in Hebrew it's only one word
是一个意思
It's just one meaning
就是神的话
Which is the word of God
神所说的话
The word
神上人说的话
The word spoken by God
那神上人说的话做什么呢
So why is God speaking to man
他给人看见
He wants to let men see
如果你真要学习做一个赞美主的人
If you truly want to learn to be someone who praises God
如果你真要做一个跟随主的人
If you truly want to be someone who follows God
一个很基本的事实
Something very basic
你必须明白神的话
That you have to understand God's word
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
这一句话在新约的里头我们的主指着他自己说了
And these words
这个我们很熟悉的
These words are spoken by our Lord in the New Testament. That's a verse that we are very familiar with. What is this verse?
我就是道路,
I am the way,
真理,
the truth,
生命,
the life.
若不借着我,
no one can come to the Father
没有人能到父那里去,
except by me.
我们感谢神,
we thank the Lord.
诗篇119篇就是围绕着这一个事实来给我们一点的属灵的交通
And Psalm 119 is surrounding this theme to give us some spiritual fellowship.
我们感谢我们的神
We thank our God.
那我们先来看一看
Let's first look at this.
第一节一开始
In verse 1,
他说行为完全遵行耶和华律法的这人便为有福
How blessed are those whose ways is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord.
第二节，遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的人，这人便为有福。
How blessed are those who observe his testimony, who seek him with all their hearts.
这人不做非义的事，但遵行他的道。
They also do no unrighteousness, they walk in his ways.
耶和华呀，你曾将你的训词吩咐我们
and you have ordained your precepts
接下去还是你的律例我看重你一切的命令
and that my way may be established to keep your statutes
然后到十一节
and then verse 11
第十节都是一样
or verse 10
你的话
that your commandments
弟兄姊妹你留意这里说到那么许多不同的 词语在那里
And brothers and sisters pay attention to these different terms mentioned here
这是词语是什么
What are these terms?
这是词语不是其他的事物
And these terms are not about other things
就是神的话
But it's about God's word
它是用着神的话的那个作用来在这里表达出来
And this is using the function of God's word to express
在希伯来文是一件事
And in Hebrew it's only one thing
但是里头就包含的那个功用呢就像刚才我和弟兄姊妹念出来的光是头头那几节就已经把它 发表出来了。
And but even just the first few verses expressing the different functions of God's word.
那以后一直到119篇的末了，就是牢着这几个作用，在那里提醒我们。
And so even all the way until the end of Psalm 119 is reminding us about the functions of God's word.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹们在这一方面是很容易了解。
And I think it is rather easy for brothers and sisters to understand this.
啊，因为每一个在中文圣经里面所说的每一个词。
Because in the Chinese translation, for each term that is used,
就是把那个希伯来那一个字的意思内容发表出来。
And it's all in Hebrew is expressing the meaning and the content of the word.
但是我们不必花时间去注意每一个词的表达的是什么。
But we don't have to spend time in looking up each term what it represents.
但是有几个词我们一定要注意。
But there are certain, several terms that we have to pay attention to.
因为其他的那一些呢，虽然在作用上面不完全一样，但是所表达的那个要求是一样。
So for the other terms, even though in terms of functions they are not quite the same, but in terms of expression they are similar.
我想我们特别要注意的是什么？第一个是律法。
And the first thing we need to pay attention is the law.
律法就是神给人一些规矩。
The law is the some rules that God gives
man. 你要照着那个规矩来行。
So you have to walk according to this rule.
这样你就在神面前蒙纪念。
Then you will be remembered by God.
那这是一个教导。
So this is a teaching.
或者主给我们一个生活动作的范围。
Or this is the boundary of our living, our life.
那另外一个词叫律例。
And then the other one is statutes.
那律例是其实跟律法相差不多。
And statutes are quite similar to the law.
但是律法就是一个条文。
But the law are the rules.
律例就是指出这些条文的深一层的解说。
And the statutes is to one step further explain the rules.
啊，比方说你要侍奉敬拜神。
For example, you need to serve and worship God.
啊，你要承认神是神，那是律法第一条。
You have to confess that God is God. That's the first of the law. The first of the Ten Commandments.
那你怎么开始呢？
So how do you begin?
如果在旧约的时候。
If it's in the Old Testament time.
你要在这方面开始。
If you want to begin with
this. 你必须要知道怎么叫做献祭的事。
So you have to know what is it about the sacrifices.
而在献祭的那个事上面就有许多的条例。
And in terms of offerings, there are many rules.
你就要根据那个条例来做。
So you have to observe these rules.
那你做出来的结果。
And then the result of what you do.
那就是你在神的面前承认接受神的律法。
Which is that you are confessing, you accept and confess the laws of God.
啊，另外一个我们要注意的呢。
And then another term we need to pay attention to.
就是说他的话是就是他的道。
And God said that His words is His way.
那他的道就是你不管他，你注意他是神说的话也好，神做工的方法也好。
And whether you look at it as the word spoken by God or the way He works,
你留意到神做事是这样做的。
And you can see this is how God works.
你要服侍他。
In order to serve Him.
你要跟随他。
In order to follow Him.
你就要知道他这些做工的法则。
Then you need to know the law of His word.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
那么这些恐怕我们弟兄姊妹们在一心的里面，你有意无意已经是了解到。
And I think, brothers and sisters, subconsciously, you already understand these things.
啊，但是我们看下去，你还看到一个事情。
But if you continue to read on, you see another term.
那比方说安排。
For example, for arrangement.
神的安排。
God's arrangement.
那这是说到神的旨意的问题。
Which has to do with God's will.
不仅是旨意的问题，并且包括怎么成全他的旨意的方法。
Not only His will, but how to accomplish His will.
啊，好像是在。神的律法律例的典章这些以外， 再细一点的来解说神的话对我们的那个功用。
It seems like it's off, even a more detailed explanation apart from the law, statutes, and ordinances.
但是我特别要和弟兄姊妹们要提出来交通一下的呢。
But what I'd like to make special mention about
是神的命令。
Is the commandment or commands of the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们，你看令命和律法有什么区别？
What is the difference between commandments and the law?
在内容上面来说是没有区别。
In terms of content, there is no difference.
在执行上面是有区别。
But in terms of execution, there is a difference.
那当你说到律法的时候，
When you talk about the law,
神就是给你看到神对人有这样的带领和要求。
And God lets men see that He has such leading and requirement of men.
你照着神这样的带领和要求，你坐在神的面前，神就把祝福赐给你。
And according to God's guidance and requirement that you do so, then God will bless you.
如果你不照着神那个律法来跟随的话呢？
But if you don't follow according to God's law,
神就不把他的祝福显在你的身上。
Then God would not manifest His blessing upon you.
那这个是一般性我们所了解的。
And this is how we understand in general.
但是一说到命令呢？
But when we talk about the command,
这就不只是告诉你说你应该做什么，你应该明白什么，你应该做什么。
And that that's not only just what you should understand and what you should do.
啊，并且等到，并且你可以等，对不起，并且你不可能等到过一些日子，等我完全明白了你说什么的时候，我才来跟随。
And you cannot say that let me wait and for some more days until I understand, then you follow.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个不叫做命令。
Versus then this is not a command.
命令是说，神定规了一个事实，神也定规了这个事实执行的时间，神也定规了你对这个命令要立刻执行。
A command is that God has set a fact and He has set the time and He has set the time for you to observe the command immediately.
如果你不执立刻执行呢？
If you don't execute the command immediately,
弟兄姊妹，这个问题就严重了。
Then that's a very serious matter.
我想弟兄姊妹特别留意的，我刚才和弟兄姊妹所交通这一切，不是定在属神的人的身上，当然属神的人一定是在这个范围里。
And what I just shared with brothers and sisters, these are not just limited to those who belong to God, but of course, those who belong to God have to observe this.
连那些不属神的人，也是在这个范围里头受规律的。
And even the non-believers, they are also in this boundary. They also have to observe.
那我特别提到这一点。
So I make special mention about this.
那让弟兄姊妹们，你更清楚地看见。什么叫做命令？
It's in order for brothers and sisters to see it more clearly what is a command.
律法摆在那里，你可以拣选，你可以拒绝。
The law, when it's laid out there, you can choose to accept it or not.
当然你拒绝的话，你要承担一点的律法的责任。
But of course, if you choose not to accept it, you have to take up the responsibility.
如果是那个律例的话呢，你也是要按照那些定规来执行。你如果不按照定规来执行，不管你做了什么大事，在神的面前都没有记录。
So also for the statutes, you also have to observe the rules, and whatever you do, if it's not according to those rules, then you are not remembered by God.
但是一说到命令呢？
But as soon as we're mentioning about the command,
这个问题就比较严肃多了。
And this is a rather, this is much more serious.
一说到命令呢？
As when we mention about the command,
你认真说来。没有时间性的。
To put it very seriously, that actually is not limited by time.
也许那个命令的内容的执行有一点时间上的安排，但是那一些安排并不脱离那个立刻执行。
Even though there might be in terms of execution, there might be some arrangement in time, but it cannot depart from the fact that they have to be executed immediately.
那弟兄姊妹们，你如果能这样了解过来的时候，你就会明白了。
if you can understand it this way, brothers and sisters, you will understand.
为什么命令那么厉害呢?
Then you understand why commands are so serious.
因为命令带来的那个结果不是奖赏就是惩罚。
Because the results that comes from the commands is either reward or punishment.
啊，并且这个命令呢，发出来的时候，一直是直接给那个听命令的人。
And also, when the commands is given out, is directly to the ones who receive the command.
而不像其他的那些，好像只是一条文摆在那里，你喜欢听你就听，你喜欢做就做。你不喜欢做，那你就搁它在一边。
It's not like the other rules that they are laid out there. You can accept it or not. You can choose to do it or not.
当然，你一定要承担那个责任。
But of course, you have to still take up the responsibility.
但是跟命令一比较
，But compared to this,
你就发觉那个结果是非常不一样。
Then you discover the result, the consequence is very different.
那我举个例子给弟兄姊妹们留意。
Let me give brothers an example.
主给我们一个命令。
The Lord gives us a command.
神爱世人。
That God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子。
Then even for his only begotten son.
赐给他们。
That he has given
them. 叫一些信他的。
So that whosoever believes.
不至灭亡。
Would not perish,
反得永生,
but have eternal life.
好了，弟兄姊妹们，你知道这个是神的命令。
So, brothers, you know this is a command of God.
当然，它里面是有个应，是用一个应许的，那个说法来表达。
And of course, it's expressed in terms of a promise.
但是表达出来的那个内容是命令。
But the content that is expressed is a command.
那他告诉这世界人说。
So he is telling the world.
你们在神面前堕落的，你们都是一个罪人。
That you have fallen before God, you are all sinners.
你自己没有办法解决这个问题。
And you cannot resolve this problem.
但是我已经给你们做了一件事。
But I have done one thing.
我让我的儿子来做你们的代替。
That I have let my son to be your substitute.
你接受我的儿子。
If you accept my son.
你就脱离神的审判的追讨，而接受。生命的那个赏赐。
Then you would not have to be pursued by God in life, but you will receive the reward of life.
如果你不接受神这个命令呢?
But if you don't accept this command of God,
那个结果是什么呢?
So what is the consequence?
永远灭亡。
Eternal damnation.
就是你看到那个结果的时候。
Versus when you see the consequence.
你就留意到命令的这一件事情是何等的严肃。
Then you will see how serious is this matter of a command.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
如果是命令，它一摆出来
，If it's a command and it's laid out，
是没有转弯的地步的。
And there's no room for change.
事情一定是这样，不是如此就是那样。
The matter is set. It's not. It's either this or that.
啊，我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
你再看到有训词。
And then you see there's precepts.
那圣词也告诉你们说，啊，告诉我们说，你生活、工作的态度和要留意的事是该是怎么一回事。
And precepts tell us what is our attitude should be in our living, in our work.
啊，你在家里该怎么生活
？And how you should behave in your family.
啊，你在工作上你该怎么来做事
？And how you should do your work at work.
他不是给你一个指，不是给你一个条例去指导。
It is not a rule to guide you.
他是给你一个指导的思想，让你去跟随。
It is a thought or thinking in terms of guidance and for you to follow.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
如果你按照他的他的那个训词不是训词呢，那就是告诉你说。你这样做是正常，你不这样做就不正常。
So the precepts tell us if you do it this way, that is normal. If you don't do it, it's abnormal.
啊，这是那个生活和指导的是，将生活工作指导的那一个思想里头的意念。
And this is the way of thoughts to guide you how to live, how to work.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我简略的把这些。交通了一下。
So I briefly fellowship with you on this.
我并不是要弟兄姊妹们注意，哦，这个是命令啊，这个是 是安排啊，这个是信词，
so、I'm not
这个是律法。
Trying to get brothers and sisters to pay special attention to whether the laws are, the precepts or statutes are.
不，我不是要弟兄姊妹注意这，不过我是要提醒弟兄姊妹注意到，神把他的话给我们的时候，在我们这些人的身上要发生了多少种作用。
So I'm not trying to get brothers and sisters to pay attention to these things, but it's to pay attention to when God gives us His words, these are the, some of the functions that would be manifested.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们留意头读头一两段的时候，你就看得很清楚一件事，神指出了你蒙福的路该怎么走。
So if we pay attention to the first a couple of parts in the psalm, we will know that God is pointing out what is the way of being blessed.
起伏第一两段就是把所有关乎神话语的那个形容的词啊，都全都摆出来了。
So even in the first two parts of the psalms, we can see almost all the adjectives, all the descriptions of God's words are here.
那也就是说，
which is to say,
你如果不照着神的话来跟来学习来跟随的话，那你就是把你在神面前蒙福的路自己抓断了。
Which is to say, if you are not learning or following according to God's words, that you are putting an end to your way.
感谢赞美主。
And we thank and praise God.
那么现在我们翻过另一个方面来留意这件事。
So if you look at this from another angle,
那神把这一切都告诉我们了。
And God has told us all these things.
那我们有什么反应在神面前？
So what is our response or reaction before God?
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那我也念一两节给弟兄姊妹留意。
I'll read a couple of verses for brothers and sisters to take note of.
第六节
Verse 6,
我看中你的一切命令就不予惭愧，我学了你公义的判语，就要以正直的心称谢你，我必守你的律例，求你不要丢弃我。
Then I shall not be ashamed when I looked upon all your commandments.
就是其中一段话。
And we went from verse 6 to verse
8. 那说出一个什么呢？
What do they tell us?
你为什么要注意神的话？
Why do you need to pay attention to God's word?
你为什么要留意神的道？
Why do you have to pay attention to God's way?
你为什么要注意神怎么做工？
Why do you have to pay attention to how God works?
不管你从哪一方面提出问题来，
And no matter what kind of questions you have,
那个结论是一个，
The conclusion is still one.
你要保留你自己在那个蒙福的地位。
You have to keep yourself in the position of blessing.
那一提到你要站在蒙福的地位，
When we mention about standing in the position of being blessed,
那就牵涉到一些事情了。
And so it has to do with some other things.
什么事情呢？
What are these things?
我们先来看看去留意一下第十节。
Let's take note of verse 10.
我一心寻求了你，求你叫我不要叫我偏离你的命令，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Verse 10 and 11.
这是我们很熟悉的经文。
These verses are very familiar to us.
但是这是熟悉之经文在我们实际生活里边有没有跟我们这个人调和起来呢？
But these familiar verses, are they in harmony with our daily lives?
我们不能说我们没有跟随他。
We cannot say that we do not follow him.
但是我们也不敢不承认我们常常跟不上他。
But we also dare not to confess that very often we cannot follow on.
但是主用作这里的说话提醒我们。
But here the Lord uses words to remind us.
你如果真的常活在神的纪念里，
If you want to live under God's remembrance,
你必须要明白神的话。
You have to understand God's word.
你要明白神的安排。
You have to understand God's arrangement.
你要明白神做工的方法。
And you have to understand the way God works.
你要明白神做工的目的。
And you have to understand the purpose of God's work.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一些的内容，
All these contents.
全包括在神的话里头。
They are all included in God's word.
你在神的话里头，你找不到这些事物。
And outside of God's word, you cannot find these things.
你要留意认识这些事物，你只能回到神的话里头去。
If you want to know these things, you have to return back to God's word.
比方说我们说。
For example.
我们要遵循神的旨意。
We say that we need to follow God's will.
当然，这个话对我们来说有双重的层次在那里。
And for us, there are two layers for us.
一个是神的永远的旨意。
One is God's eternal purpose.
另外一个是神现在对我要怎么安排。
Or the other is what is God's will for us at this time.
但是我们不管他是怎么样。
But no matter what.
你要真实的知道神要如何做工，你没有办法脱离完完全全的认识神的话。
In order to truly know how God works, you cannot depart from understanding God's word completely.
你说那神的话有多少？
And you might ask, how many are God's words?
弟兄姊妹，你说神的话有多少？
My sisters, can you tell me how many God's words are there? And we all know this.
神的话就是这本圣经。
Now, God's word is this Bible.
整本圣经从开头一直到末了。
And the Bible from the beginning to the end.
就是神要向人说的话。
These are all the words that God wants to talk to
men. 里面包括神要对人直接说的话。
Including the direct words from God to men.
也包括神要借着一些人对人说的话。
They also include God speaking through other men.
甚至神要借着仇敌的话来对我们说话。
And even using the enemy's words to speak to us.
那你是和仇敌出来的话也叫神的话。
And you might ask, are the words coming out from the enemy's mouth still God's
word? 不是神说的话。
They're not words from God.
是神指出一些你该留意的事情。
But those are the things that God points out for us to pay attention to.
这些事情是出自仇敌。
So these things are from the enemy.
因此你就懂得怎样去逃避仇敌的那个骚扰。
Then you know how to stay away from the enemy's disturbances.
那我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当我们大概对神的话语有了这样一个的要求的时候。
And if we somewhat have this requirement of God's word.
虽然我们不能要求我们在一年里头我们把整本圣经读完，不仅是读完，我还能把它背出来。
And even though of course we cannot require ourselves to be able to read through the Bible and recite it in a year.
这个是常人所难。
And this is too difficult.
神也不会这样要求我们。
And God would not ask us to do this.
但是神却有一个要求。
But there is a requirement from God.
你要把神所说过的话，神或是借用别人的话来向我们说的话，我们都要知道。
That we need to know the words spoken by God or the words that God used other men to speak to us.
所以有些人教导初信的弟兄姊妹们，你们如果一天能念三章圣经，新约一章，旧约两章的话呢，那你一年你就可以把圣经念一遍。
So that's why some people teach the new believers, if you can read three chapters a day, two chapters in the Old Testament, one chapter in the New Testament, then you can finish reading the Bible in a year.
初信的人听到这个话呢，他不一定听得进去，他总是觉得一年读一遍，那么厚，读得了吗？
And the new believers, they may not be able to accept it. They might think it is such a thick book. How can you finish in a year?
神并不是说你读一遍你就能记住神的话。
But God did not say that after you read it one time, you remember the word.
当你读了一遍的时候，神的话在你里面多多少少有一点的痕迹或者是现象。
But after you read it one time, more or less you will have an impression, a trace of God's word in your
heart. 那因此我们在到实际生活或者工作的时候呢，
So when we come back to our daily living,
我们就承受到神的话在我们里边所起的作用。
Then we will be able to receive the function of the word in our daily life.
那我先扯出去说到，那我们怎么能知道？
So maybe I'll digress a little and say and ask, how can we know this?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
第一个是 我们心思上的指导。
The first thing is the teaching in our thoughts.
你读过神的话。
And after you read God's word.
你虽然不能完全记得神的话怎么说。
Even though you cannot remember completely what God's words are.
神的话里头有些什么。
But you will still have an impression of what the things that are in the God's words.
比方最简单。
A very simple,
我举个例子。
A very simple example.
神的话说你们不要撒谎。
God's word said, do not lie.
我们都知道
and we all know this.
神不要我不喜欢我们撒谎
that God does not like us lying.
这是一个指导的诗心思在我们头脑里
This is a thought of guidance in our head.
那因此当我们碰到一些事情要撒谎的时候
So if we encounter something, then we might need to lie about it.
你甚至是觉得不撒谎就不解决问题
And even to a point, you feel that there's no way out except lying.
你要这样做
If you do this,
但是你心思里头就有一个阻挡。
And if you want to do this, but you're in your heart, there is,
你是属神的人。
There is something against it.
你不能做这个事。
Because you belong to God, you cannot do this.
这个是外面的引导。
This is the guidance from
without. 但是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个外面的引导，我们可能跟得上，也可能不一定跟得上。
This guidance from without, external guidance, that sometimes we can follow and maybe we cannot follow.
但是在我们身上还有一个里面的。
But inside of us, there is another urging.
这个就是我们常常所提到的恩膏的教训。
And this is what we often mention, the teaching of the anointing.
神的话你读过，但是你忘了。
And after you read God's words, but you forget about them.
但是神，你虽然把神的字句忘了。
And even though you forget about the letters of the word.
但是神的那一件事情印在你里边了。
But that matter from God is already impressed in your heart.
那你外面可以忘记。
And you might be forgetting outwardly.
但是住在我们里边的圣灵，按着时间。
But the Holy Spirit who dwells within us according to his time.
他就苏醒我们。
That he will alert us, he will awaken us.
让我们跟着神的话来做。
So that we will follow God's words.
那就是那么简单的一件事。
It is such a simple matter.
我们觉得说，我们一直是来说学习，没有学到一个绝对的光景。
And we say that we've learned it so many times, but we still haven't gotten to.
但是我们感谢主。
Point, but we thank the Lord.
虽然我们在神面前这样的学习，没有学习的更好。
And even though we are not learning very well before God,
但是神没有放弃我们。
But God has not given up on us.
神一直领着我们，照着他的心意来学习跟随他。
And God continues to guide us and to learn according to His heart desire.
那是所以这个写诗歌的人呢，他就写到就这样就这样写了。
So the psalmist writes something like this.
他写什么？他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
第十五十四节
Verse 14
我喜悦你的法度如同喜悦一切的财物
I have rejoiced in the ways of your testimonies as much as in all the riches
你为什么你读这句话的时候
But this is when you read these words
有没有觉得这句话有点矛盾
And Would you find it contradictory
你喜悦神的话
You rejoice in the way of God's testimony.
好像喜悦一切的财物。
And just like you delight in all the riches.
那是一切的财物，重要一点呢，还是神的话语重要一点呢
？So are all the riches more important, or God's testimony is more important?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这句话你从文字上读来好像矛盾。
And in terms of the letters of words, they seem contradictory.
但是你特别要注意。
But we need to pay special attention.
主的话。
God's word.
一切的财物
All riches.
就是说没有一件是漏掉的
Which means that nothing is missing.
全部的事物
All the things.
的财物
All the riches.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们不得不承认
We cannot but to confess.
一切的财物我们是喜欢
And we like all the riches.
但是你要我们把一切的财物都摆在一边，以单单喜悦神的话，我们做不到。
But in order for us to lay down all the riches aside and to just choose God's words, then we cannot do it.
神总是让我们去注意到，如果我要跟随主，我要按照神的心思来跟随，我就要放弃，或者是我就要 停止我相当多的财物、啊、
And God's words often tell us in order to follow him according to his will, we have to lay down all the riches.
留意到的时候
If you see it this way,
你就知道一件事
then you see one thing.
这句话文字上好像是矛盾 实际上是叫你完全
In terms of the letters of the word seems contradictory, but actually the purpose is for us to be complete. And to what degree?
你如果跟随神的话,
if you follow God,
你可以被带到一个地步,
you can be brought to a place
完全地脱离你一切的财物,
that you can completely depart from your riches.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
神所以让我们多注意神的自己的话,
and the reason why God wants us to pay more attention to his word,
有一个很深的意思在哪里
And within it, there's a very deep meaning.
什么样呢
And what is this?
那弟兄姊妹，你跑到十七节。
Francis, let's go to verse 17.
十七节那里就是这样说，求你用厚恩待你的仆人，使我存活，我就遵守你的话。求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
And we just read verse 17 and 18.
弟兄姊妹，你看到那个秘密就是在这里。
But sister, you see this is the secret.
他不是叫我们去跟随律法。
It's not telling us to follow the law.
他是要我们去明白律法中的奇妙。
But it's for us to understand the wonderful things in the law.
你说律法中还有奇妙啊
And you say that there are wonderful things in the law
律法不过就是让我们知道什么是对什么是不对的
Isn't the law just telling us what is right and what is wrong
律法里头还有奇妙啊
Is there any wonderful things
什么奇
妙 What are so wonderful
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你真是认识神的话
If you truly know God
你完全能明白这句话的意思
And you can understand the meaning of these words
律法一切的奇妙
All the wonderful things in the law.
乃是把神的自己和他的儿子所做的发表出来。
It's because it expresses what God himself and what his son has done.
那因此你真实的领会到那个律法的那个事实的时候，你就知道了，你跟神中间那一个关系。是连接到一个不能分开的地步。
And if you truly know the law, then you understand your relationship with God is to a point that there is no separation whatsoever.
我们更感谢我们的主。
And we even thank our Lord more.
我再跳过去，让弟兄姊妹来。来留意到的。
We'll skip some verses.
四十五节。
Verse 45.
四十四节。
44.
我要常守你的律法，直到永永远远。我要自由而行，因我素来巧就你的训词。我也在君王的面前论说你的法度。并不至于羞愧我在你的命令中自乐这命令从来是我所爱的又要遵行你的命令这命令素来是我所爱的我也要思想你的律例
And we just read from 44 to 48
那弟兄姊妹你看这里说了一大堆的事情
And brothers and sisters there are so many things mentioned here
一大堆的事情都是神的话在我身上所起的那一个功用
And all these things is about the function of God's words in us
但是来到这里的时候神就借着这个神诗歌的人把神所要的一切都因着我们活在神的话里头全都显明在我们的身上
And but through the song the hymnist, God is saying that all that he wants through us living in his word that he can give them to us.
Now, 因此就引出了一个很严肃的问题。
And it brings forth a very serious matter.
那是六十节
which is in verse 60.
我急忙遵行你的命令，并不迟延。
I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments.
那这里就说到了我们学习的时候我们所该留意的那个问题了。
And this tells us what we need to pay attention to when we learn.
我们若意遵行神的话。
And when we're willing to follow God's word.
那是什么时候最乐意呢？
But when are we willing?
今天神向我说话了。
And today God has spoken to me.
我要等到明年我才我跟神说神啊我有些事情还没做得完。等到明年我再跟你的话走吧。
And do we tell God that I still have something I need to finish. Can I wait till next year to follow your word?
这行不行？
Can we do that?
神当然不愿意我们这样。
Of course, God is not willing for us to be like this.
但是我们愿意自己这样。
But we are willing to be like that.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
真正认识主的人。
Those who truly know the Lord.
他说出了他里面的一个催促。
It tells us about this urging within.
我急忙遵行你的命令。并不迟延。
I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的命令一摆开，我立刻就跟上去。
When the Lord's commandments is laid out, I immediately follow.
以前我常常提到毕路易师母，在他23岁生日的时候，在神面前的一个祷告。
I used to mention about Jessie Panuis when she was 23 at her 23rd birthday she had this prayer
她那个祷告里面有几句话 我当时读的时候我是非常感动因为我看我远远跟不上了哪里还能像她那样子活在神的面前
And I was very moved by some of the words in her prayers because I felt that I was so far behind and how could I pray a prayer like hers?
她怎么说呢?
What did she say?
她说神啊
She said, God,
在我这23岁的生日里
On my 23rd birthday,
我向你再求一个恩典
I want to ask for another grace from you.
求你叫我的心对你宝座上的意思有立刻的反应。
And let my heart have an immediate reaction to your heart on the throne.
你让你的话在你的宝座那里有一点点的发出，就叫我在地上毫无疑问的来跟上。
As soon as you have expressed yourself on your throne, let me follow immediately without reservation.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
比路师母在这一方面，他学到神的心思里去了。
Jessie Panuis, she has learned to a point that she's entering God's
heart. 我们不得不承认，地上的毕路易师母只有一个。
And we cannot but confess there's only one Jessie Panuis in the world.
当然，还是有许多像她一样的，但是她不是毕路易师母。
And of course there are many like her, but they are not Jessie Panuis.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然。不是每一个人都能像毕路易师母那样子摆上自己。
And not everyone can lay down themselves like Jessie Panuis.
但是神在他的买赎的众人的身上，总是有这样一个带领，要叫我们每一个人都做服在他的命令的底下，立刻精髓跟随。
But for those God has redeemed, there are some that He would guide into a point that we will observe His commandment immediately.
这就引出一个什么问题来呢?
So what issue does it bring?
那个结论就是,
and the conclusion is,
他做一个急忙接受神的权柄的人。
She has become someone who hastened to accept God's commandment.
你的宝座上面有一点意识动。
As long as you have some heart desire expressed on the phone,
我在地上就马上有响应。
And on the earth, I will immediately have a reaction.
弟兄姊妹，这个是什么？
So, brothers, what is this?
当然，这个是交通。
Of course, this is fellowship.
但是在这个交通的里面有一个实质。
But within this fellowship, there is a fact.
那个实质是什么呢？
Or the reality.
神的传柄。
Which is to submit to God's authority.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
所以在这个诗篇119篇里边说了许许多多的话。
So in Psalm 119, there are many, many words.
但是你留意到 他这个要那个要求，那就是要求到我们做一个毫无保留伏在神的权柄下的人。
And there's a requirement which is we become someone who will submit under God's authority without reservation.
这你这个要求是那么高。
And because it's which is requirement so high.
所以你必须要更清楚更明白神的话。
So we have to be even more clear in understanding God's word.
你就不知道神在等候你什么。
If you don't understand God's word, you don't know what God is waiting
for. 我们实在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
那现在我们要转一个方向来说了。
And now we have to turn a direction.
为什么要这样呢？
Then why should we be like this?
89节。
Verse 89.
耶和华呀，你的话安定在天，直到永远；你的诚实存到万代。你坚定了地，地就长存。天地照你的安排存到今日，万物都是你的仆人。我若不是喜爱你的律法，早就在苦难中灭绝了。
We just read from 89 to 92.
弟兄姊妹，你看看这段话说的是不是非常严肃？
My sisters, are these words very serious?
好严肃。
Very serious.
因为你真是认识主的话的时候，
If you truly know the Lord,
你没有办法不知道神是创造万有的主。
You cannot help but to know that God is the Lord who created everything.
他又是管理万有的主。
He also reigns over all.
一切都是从他那里开始。
And all begins in Him.
他也要领着万物，照着他的旨意走到末了。
And He will guide all according to His will to the end.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里就特别提的是神的话存到永远。
Here especially mentions about God's word is forever.
神的话安定在天。
And God's word is settled in heaven.
直到永远。
Until forever.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为神的话一直要把我们带到他的永远里。
Because God's word continues to bring us into His eternity.
我们如果只是看我们的眼前。
If we only look at what's before us,
我们没有什么好留意的。
And there's nothing that deserves our attention.
因为我们每一个人，
Because for each one of us,
能活到八十岁就已经算赚了一些日子。
It will be great for us to live until even just 80 years old.
弟兄姊妹知道这个话出在哪里？
And do you know where these words come from?
出在诗篇九十篇，是不是？
It comes from Psalm 90.
我们的年日应该是70岁。
That our days should be about 70.
若是神特别怜悯，我们可以到80。
If with God's special grace, we can get to
80. 那如果你活到80，你已经赚了十年。
If you live till you're 80, you have already made a profit of 10 years.
你如果再能活多久，你就活赚多少。
If you live even more years, then you make more profit.
有一个尽头在哪里？
But no matter how much profit you've made,
你没有办法能脱离那个尽头。
That's an end that you cannot depart from.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主的话在这里说。
Here the word of the Lord says.
他的话是永远安定在天。
That forever His word is settled in heaven.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
那么我们还要特别去留意。
And also we need to make special mention.
我们在往后边来看看。
We'll go a little farther.
那说到我们现在实际的问题。
And it talks about our issue at hand.
105是吧
？Verse 105
是105。你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is the lamp unto my feet and the light to my path.
46节接上去又说了， 不是146节，106节。
Verse 106。
公义的典章，我曾起誓遵守，我必按事而行，我甚是受苦。耶和华呀，求你照你的话将我救活。
106 and 107。
弟兄姊妹，你读到这里又发觉神的话有矛盾了。
And once again, brothers and sisters, you might find it contradictory in God's word here.
当然从正面来看，我们很就明白。
And of course, if you look at it positively, you understand.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
That your word is a lamp to my feet and light to my path.
我要在路上走，我必须有光。
If I want to walk on the way, I have to have light.
如果没有光的话，我就没办法走路。
Without light, I cannot walk.
但是当我走，我照着你的话来走路的时候呢
？But as I walk according to your word,
我甚是受苦。
I am exceedingly afflicted.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
那要跟随神的话走，还是不跟随神的话走
？So should we follow God's word or not follow God's word?
弟兄姊妹，在这一段下来的时候，你就看到有许多话语的记述在那里。
And in this, following this verse, there are many words that are recorded here.
这个记述就是说到，这里有一个人，他跟随神的话，但是他受许多的苦。
Here, there's a recording or description telling us there's a person who follows God's word, but he's afflicted exceedingly.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
怎么会可能有这事？
Why is it possible that it happens?
如果有这些事。
If it happens,
我还跟随神的话干什么？
Why should I still follow God's word?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看看我现在这个样子。
If you look at me today,
你就知道，今天就有点故事在这里。
And you know there's a story behind it.
这就是这里的一些事情的发表。
And this is just like the expressions of these words here.
就是因着要交通这个119。
It's because I was about to share Psalm 119.
我前几天开始就一直在那里停下来就是想119篇。
So for the last few days, I've been meditating on Psalm 119.
那我也知道。
And I know this.
如果119篇我们能掌握下来的时候，
If we can have a good grasp of Psalm 119,
那我们就会从一个在神面前随随便便马马虎虎的人成为一个真实会感谢神的人。
Then we will change from a very a person with a casual attitude toward God to someone who truly know how to praise Him.
你知道吗？当神在我们身上把我们引到这样的一个地步的时候，谁不高兴
？When God is guiding us to this point, who would be displeased?
我们如果真的是被主带到这个地步，我们呢？非常高兴。
If we're truly brought to this point by God, then we will be very pleased.
但是有一个人一定不喜欢。
But there's one who would for sure not be happy. And who would that be?
撒旦。
Satan.
撒旦或他的集团的人都要在那里用尽各种各样方法来把我们这样跟随主的心性来打掉。
And Satan and those who follow him wants to use all kinds of ways to get rid of this thought in us, or to keep us from doing this.
昨天晚上我睡得非常不大好。
Last night I did not sleep well at all.
那么我半夜醒过来，又睡过去，又醒过来，又睡过去。哎呀，我就傻。前天晚上神啊，感谢你给我睡了一个晚上很甜的觉。
And last night I was waking up and falling asleep and waking up. But the night before, I thanked the Lord for a very good sleep.
怎么今天晚上我睡得那么苦恼？
But then how come last night it was such a bad situation?
我起初还没有留意到这个。
In the beginning, I was not aware.
后来快到天亮的时候。
And then until when it's about to dawn.
你们这个意思来了。
There is a thought in my heart.
我睡得这样糟糕，是不是仇敌的一些阻挡？
I had such a bad sleep. Is it because of the enemy?
因为明天就是说的现在了，我们就要交通119篇。
Because tomorrow, which is today, that we will be fellowshipping on Psalm 119.
那119篇交通的出来，弟兄姊妹都能照着这个方向跟随上来的时候， 他一定不高兴。
If we share on 119 and brothers and sisters can't follow according to this direction, then he for sure will be displeased.
我是这样，心思里有一个意念。
And this is a thought in my heart.
不过没有放得太重。
But I did not pay too much attention.
因为我还想争取，在天亮以前能睡上一个钟头、两个钟头都算为。还不错了。
And because I was still trying to sleep for an hour or two before the sun rises.
但是没有。
But it didn't happen.
还是睁着眼睛到天亮。
My eyes were still open till it dawns.
那不是因为这样子，我的头很昏，就发生了这件事。
But it's not because of this that I felt dizzy and things happened.
那等到平常习惯，礼拜二我们洗衣服。
And according to our habit, we will do the laundry on Tuesday.
我们要把衣服从二楼搬到楼下。
So we need to bring the laundry from second floor to the first floor.
篮子里了。
And we'll use a basket.
最近我跟王师傅两个人身体都不是顶有劲儿了。
And lately, my wife and I, both of us, did not have much energy.
所以我也不想他抱着那个蓝衣服下。急急楼梯。
So I didn't want her to carry that basket and walk down the stairs.
那所以我如果醒来醒得早，我会做的时候，我会先做了这个，等她下去再用。
So if I wake up early, then I would go ahead and do this.
那就是她就在去洗了。
I'll go ahead and do this and take the laundry downstairs and
put it in the 篮子上楼梯的时候。心里头非常明白，这个楼梯最背后的那一级常常给我一个不准确的意念，以为那个我看到的那个最低的那一层就是平地。
And often I would have this misconception, thinking the last step of the stairs is the ground.
我已经很聪明了。我不是抱着那个篮子下去。
And I was already smart enough.
我是把那个篮子隔在那个楼梯里，我走下几步就把它拖到那个第几级来，停在那里，再下几步再把它拖下来。
And I was smart enough not to hold a laundry basket in my hands, but I put them on the stairs, the steps, and to drag the basket down.
心里明明知道，最往后的那一级还不是平地。
And I knew in my heart that last step was not the ground, not the floor.
但是我的动作不听话。
But my body would not listen to me.
那我走到最幕后的一级的时候，最后的末一级的时候，我以为已经踏到平地了。
So as I stepped on the last step, I thought it was the floor.
那我就把另外一个脚也踏下去了。
So I put my other foot down.
一踏下去就摔一跤了。
So as I stepped down, I fell.
感谢主。
I thank
God. 我马上醒过来了。
Immediately I was awakened.
仇敌的攻击。
This is the attack of the enemy.
因为我摔下来的时候。
But because as I fell.
我也不知道怎么会摔下来。
And I didn't know why I fell.
但是从楼梯口到我吃饭的那个桌子那里呢，有一段距离的。
And there's a distance between the stairs and the place where I usually eat.
我就这样子摔下去。
So I fell down.
如果平平摔下去，那也许会很糟糕。
If I just went straight down, it might be much worse.
感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
我虽然是愚昧。
Even though I'm foolish.
不够领会仇敌的那个骚扰。
That I wasn't aware enough about the enemy's attack.
但是神的扶持还是托着我。
But God still sustained me.
那让我一摔下去的时候
，So as I was falling，
我也不知道为什么一摔就摔到靠近饭桌那里。
And I fell and went to the place close to the dinner table。
身子摆一摆的，这个头就碰到那个饭桌。
So because my body was moving, so my head
hit the table。然后才慢慢的滑下地上去。
And then I slipped on the floor。
我不感觉太难受，因为是那个时候，不过我一摸，耶，血冒出来那么厉害。
And it wasn't too painful, but as I touched my forehead, there was blood. 这些事情都过去了。 But thank the Lord, these things passed.
我就了解到一件事了。 So
I understood one thing.
为什么他在这里说到, 我越是遵循你的话语, 我是越是受苦。
But then I understand why does it say here, the more I observe your word, the more I am afflicted. Where does this affliction come from?
谁在那里动的?
Who is there to induce this affliction?
你要是读这一大段话的时候, 你发觉,
if you read these words, you will discover
有从人来的,
some of a man.
有从,他没有说是从什么地方来的,
and there are some that does not tell us where it comes from.
反正就是有难处领导他。
But no matter what, the affliction that comes upon this person.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
虽然这里一大段话就说到这样的一件事,
even though all these words are talking about this one matter,
我要跟随主,
for me to follow the Lord.
但是有许许多多的阻挡在那里, 让我不要跟随主,
but there are a lot of things in the way to block me from following the Lord.
那我怎么办呢?
So what do I do?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
133. 求你用脸光照仆人, 又将你的律例教训我, 我的眼泪下流成河, 因为他们不守你的律法。 135. 是 135 and 136.
因为他们不守你的律法。 Verse 133 to 136. As we see these words, we understand why those who follow the Lord would be afflicted.
原来当我们进入这样的一个学习的时候，我们真真实实是进入一个看得见看不见的属灵的征战里。
Because as we enter in this learning, we're entering to this spiritual warfare that we can see or we cannot see.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
正因着这样,
and because of this,
受苦,
affliction,
并不是一个很意外的事情。
Affliction is not something to be surprised about.
这段地方的里头，弟兄姊妹，你可以看到一些事情。
And also in these verses, Francis can see one thing.
那里是，哎呀，我一下子都忘了在哪里，是在下面的。我受苦是与我有益的，那。 71，71那里就特别提了，我受苦是我有益，为要使我学习你的律例，你口中的训言与我有益，胜过千万金银。Verse 71 and 72
is good for me that I was afflicted.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
当我们按照神的话语 来跟随主的时候,
as we follow the Lord according to His word,
也许外面的环境并不那样的顺畅,
and maybe our circumstances is not so smooth,
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
神说他的话语在那里坚固我,
He said that His word is there to upkeep us.
他的话语叫我看到神将我受苦是对我有益,
and His words tell us it is good for me to be afflicted.
我身上的一切不合乎神心意的事物 be ignored.
In order for all those things in me that are not pleasing to God to be gotten rid of. We thank our God.
So 119篇你一直看下来的时候，他从许多不同的角度来点出了你为什么一定要把神的话语那么紧的握住在手里。
So in all these words in Psalm 119 from different angles, they tell us why do we need to grab very good grasp of God's word.
然后就133刚才我才说。
And then verse 133.
求你看顾我的苦难，搭救我，因我不忘记你的律法。求你为我辩屈，救赎我，照你的话将我救活，救恩远离恶人，因为他们不寻求你的律法。再往前面去。耶和华呀，你的慈悲本为大，求你的照你的典章将我救活，逼迫我的抵挡我的很多，我却没有偏离你的法度。
And we read from 153 to 157. Brothers and sisters,
如果我们不很认真的去领会神的话，
If we don't take God's words very seriously,
我们只记得我们信主是为了接受各样的祝福，
And we only consider that we believe in the Lord in order to receive blessings,
而不是让神把我们提升到一个高度，叫我们像他一个模样。
But it's not for God to uplift us to a point that we will be like Him.
那我们的亏损就很大。
Then we will suffer great loss.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神知道。
God knows.
我们向着他的心是如何，他扶持我们就到什么样的地步。
He knows how our hearts are before him and to what degree and according to this he will uplift us.
所以156又这样说。
And so in 156 it says,
你看我怎样爱你的训词，耶和华呀，求你照你的慈爱将我救活，你画的总纲是真，是真理。我们中文圣经是真，是写真实，那是应该是真理。你一切公义的典章是永远长存的。
And we read from 159 to 160, and it says the sum of your word is truth.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
确定了神的话语是永远不更改。
And we establish the fact that the word of the Lord will never change.
你跟随了主的话来往前走。
When you follow the word of the Lord to go forward,
你就叫神就按照他的应许来把我们带到他要我们到的那个地步。
Then God will bring us to the point where He wants us to be according to His
promise. 那所以我们再跳到169:9.
Let's skip to verse 169.
耶和华呀，愿我的后裔啊，搭到你面前，照你的话赐我悟性，赐我恳求，达到你的面前，照你的话搭救我。
And 169:170.
这一个是说的，好好的追求认识神的话。
It tells us to pursue, to pursue to understand God's word.
但是不停在这里。
But it does not stop here.
继续往前去。
It goes forward.
往前去是做什么呢？
And what do we do?
371节。
First 171.
愿我的嘴发出赞美的话，因为你将律例教训我。愿我的舌头歌唱你的话，因你一切的命令尽都公义。你用手帮助我，因我拣选了你的训词。耶和华呀，我切慕你的救恩，你的律法也是我所喜爱的。愿我的性命存活，得以赞美你。愿你的典章帮助我，我如盲羊走迷了路，求你寻找仆人，因我不忘记你的命令。
We just read from 171 to the end.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
一百一十九篇都做最末了的时候。
When it comes to the end of Psalm 119,
写诗歌人在神面前的一个很迫切的祷告。
It seems like this is a very urgent prayer of the psalmist.
但是这一切的祷告，那个中心点就建基在神的话上面。
And all these prayers centers upon God's word.
然后求神帮助他一直活在神的话上面。
And he asked God to help him to continue to live in God's word.
然后他就能成为一个不住赞美神的人。
And then he will become someone who continues to praise God.
我不知道写诗歌人当时为什么这样把先后的七十条就翻过来，其实跟这一小段跟上面一小段换一个位置，那个意思就更清楚。
And I don't know why the psalmist would put the words in such order. If he had changed the order, the meaning would be more clearly expressed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
119篇虽然是很长。
Even though Psalm 119 is very long.
你读起来的时候好像也有点吃力。
And you might find it hard to read.
但是我们把那几个重点能抓得出来的时候，我们就知道我们的路该怎么走。
But if we can grab hold of the main points, then we'll know how to walk on this way.
我们的目的怎样就可以达到神的要求。
And then how we could achieve our goal and satisfying God's requirement.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那么119篇我们就这样交通过去。
So we will end our sharing on Psalm 119.
然后下礼拜回来的时候啊，弟兄姊妹，我们就换了一个调子了。
And next week when we come back, we'll change our tune.
那么往下礼拜回来的时候，我们看120篇到122篇。
And next week when we return, we'll read from Psalm 120 to 122.
但是我让弟兄姊妹就留意的就是，
What I like when this is to pay attention to.
从120篇开始。
Is that beginning from Psalm 120.
他就说这些以后接着一大堆的诗篇都叫做上行之诗。
And the psalms that follow this, they're called the songs of ascent.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我乐乐告诉弟兄姊妹们，你有个概念。
I'll give you a brief description and you might have a idea.
第一，你要注意他们上行去哪里。
First you have to pay attention, they're ascending to where?
上行到圣殿
去
侍奉敬拜神。
Ascend to the temple to serve and worship God.
那圣殿在哪里？
Where is the temple?
在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是在山的高地上。
And Jerusalem is on the hilltop.
说你要去耶路撒冷的话，你一定要走过好多好多的时间。
So in order to reach Jerusalem, you have to climb a lot of steps.
你现在到以色列去旅行的时候，你也可以发觉这个遗迹留在这里。
And even today, when you go visit Israel, you still see the remains.
从圣殿的那个最边长的那个石级。你一直往上走，走到圣殿的那个地点了，也有真的是有好多步路要走。
And if you want to go up all the way to the temple, there are many steps to climb.
我当年去的时候，我没有算过。
And on the year when I went, I didn't count.
我后来回来的时候，我说：“哎呀，怎么那时候不算他一算
？”And then after I returned, I regretted that I didn't count the steps.
我不知道陈红去的时候有没有算过。
And I don't know if our sister Chang Hong when she went, did she count the steps?
那他就是上了，上去每上一级，我们就更靠近神的座位一级。
So when you ascend, every step that you take upward, you are one step closer.To God's throne.
那我们该怎么预备我们的心思去与谁面对面呢？
So how should we prepare our hearts to see God face to face?
这是上行之诗。
This is the songs of ascent.
你看到它是有层次的。
So there are different layers.
我们感谢主。
That
we
thank God.
我们慢慢看下去。
And we will
看到最末了。
Read into it carefully.
你就看到了 最后呢几篇一百诗篇从开始到末了就是你们要赞美耶和华。
And then when you go to the last Psalms that you will see from the beginning to the end is praise the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们同有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主我们的神我们心何等的喜乐看见你荣耀的旨意在地上彰显出来。
And Lord our God, howPlease, we are in the heart to see your glorious will is accomplishing on earth.
你让在你里面的人都可以有一天活在你的面前，成为一个永远赞美你的人。
And for those who are in you, one day we will live before you and to be someone who praise you forever.
主啊，我们承认我们有许多的无知。
Lord, we confess that we are full of ignorance.
我们有许许多多的。跟不上
and we are so far behind.
但是感谢主
but we thank you.
你用着你自己的话语来管理我们
you use your word to govern us.
你用着圣灵的恩赐来护卫我们
and you use the gift of the Holy Spirit to protect us.
把我们常保护在你自己的话语的光中
and you protect us under the light of your word
我们要向你低头敬拜
we bow our head and worship you
为了过去的年日你在地上所显明的恩惠我们要向你不住的感谢
for the past the grace that you have bestowed upon us on earth
为了你
we thank you
在回来以前继续在地上所显明的各样的祝福我们还是要感谢你
and for the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us before you return, we will offer you
praise. 但愿主你真实的把我们带到一个地步，我们一天要七次的赞美你。
And Lord, may you help us to a point that we will praise you seven times a day.
让赞美你的话语在我们嘴里不缺乏。
And there will be no lacking of praises in our mouths.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.